Up on the roof. Up on the roof. When this old world starts getting.
Well, the Drifters there with the song Up on the Roof to get us going for this part of the program. We put it together, Tom Wilmoth has put together a few songs that can help you escape your problems. Tom, it's great to have him back. He is author of the book Soundbites, A Lifetime of Listening. He's a freelance writer, a collector of popular and unpopular music since childhood. So how does music help you deal with reality? What songs do you play when you need to get away? I hope you'll join in the conversation as we talk with Tom. We listen to bits of a few songs. You can join in with your own ideas at 800-642-1234, or you can send us an email to ideas at WPR.org. Love to hear from you. Tom Wilmoth, welcome back.
Thank you. Great to be back. Thank you for having me back. This is always good to be in Madison by the phone line today.
Well, let's talk about just a minute about Up on the Roof by the Drifters. What's the history behind that song?
Well, that's a great tune by Carole King and Jerry Goffin, and the hit that you're playing there, Up on the Roof, it's just it's a real escape tune. It's a real optimistic tune. It kind of goes hand in hand with Under the Boardwalk. But Up on the Roof is a getaway, and I think that's a great tune you chose to start with, because, again, Carole King, and then she would do it on her first solo album, which everybody thinks is Tapestry, but it's not. She had an album before that called Writer, and she had some of her own tunes on that, and Up on the Roof was on. I always thought Up on the Roof should be on Tapestry. It would have made a great album, just a little bit greater. But that's a Carole King tune, and she has many great ones, and that's one of them.
Yeah. Well, has your own music collection helped you get through the past few months?
Yeah, every day. I was listening to your previous guest, and I just thought, yeah, as far as getting rid of stuff and clutter and everything, but I've got a lot of stuff to listen to, but I've been accessing it a lot since the shut-in began in March, and I listen to music a lot anyway. But, yeah, music has brought me out of some pretty the dark times that we've all been going through, and as you suggest, I'm gravitating towards some of the really upbeat songs, because it can be an absolute mood changer in a very positive way.
Yeah, is that what you found yourself listening to, that sort of music during this time?
Absolutely. A couple of things that I Springsteen's Out in the Street, just kind of a escapist in another way, also, you know, really upbeat, but also kind of a tune of freedom, where the Doors, Break On Through to the Other Side, the whole idea of kind of getting out there and kind of a defiance against the plague. And I'm not saying go out, you know, I'm not saying go out there, but the idea of emotionally kind of trying to free yourself, even when we are being confined in a cloistered area.
Here's Tyler Dinner, our engineer's got Bruce up right now. Let's listen to a few seconds. You know, Bruce Springsteen is one of my favorites anyway, but he can almost always put me in a good mood.
Yeah, I agree with that. He just almost always, when I'll put on some Springsteen in the basement and crank it up, it lifts my spirit just every time. So I agree.
I've seen him in person so many times, and he's always having so much fun on the stage. That it's just an uplifting experience, and I sort of, as I listen to some of his songs, it sort of my mind goes right to some of the concerts that he's done, and it's always a lot of fun. Well, here's another one from the Allman Brothers. It's called Blue Sky.
Oh yeah,
let's hear a little of that, Tyler.
Thank you.
I like that a lot. What's the story behind that one and the Allin Brothers?
That one I put on the list because it just always makes me, it's just a real uplifting outdoors themes and optimism, and also that twin guitar of Dickie Betts and Duane Allman from that Eat a Peach album. It works on a variety of levels, and that's near the end for Duane's career, but it's a happy tune, and I think it works great.
You think Southern rock in general tends to take you to a different place?
I think it does. It's usually, again, I think that Blue Sky is a good example of the best of Southern rock. And again, the Allman Brothers are the premier band for that. And it's just upbeat stuff usually and gets you going, gets you smiling. And yes, they, you know, the Allman Brothers played a lot of blues, no doubt about it. But it, again, it's a real upbeat situation with a lot of Southern bands to this day.
Yeah, we had a listener call in to suggest a song. Couldn't hang on the line, but it was Ripple by Jimmy Dale Gilmore. He said it's a cover of a Grateful Dead song, but he thinks it's better than the original.
Well, Jimmy Dale Gilmore he can really make things his own. I saw him at Shank Hall here in Milwaukee a couple of years ago, and yeah, that wouldn't. I don't know that version of that tune, but it wouldn't surprise me. He can really. I'd like to hear him and do that sometime because, yeah, Jimmy Dale Gilmore is. He's gone through some hard stuff, but he can make things upbeat and interesting. Interesting performer.
Yeah, talking about music to help you through difficult times. Tom Wilmoth, our guest, author of Sound Bites: A Lifetime of Listening. You can join in too at 800-642-1234 or email at ideas@wpr.org. And you know what, Tyler, if you got that up, let's... So you mentioned Jimmy Dale Gilmore had some tough times in his life.
Well, I guess I mean by that in some ways, he never, outside of Texas, I don't think he ever really got the recognition that he deserved. And he was with the band The Flatlanders, and some of the bandmates in there, Joe Ely, and went on to some other larger fame. And Gilmore was really kind of the heart and soul of that band. In some ways, but again, to be big in Texas, that's awfully good. That's where Willie Nelson really started, and so you can't discredit that. But I can hear in the back of my mind a lot of Grateful Dead people jumping up and down saying that's not better than the Dead. but he does a fine job with it.
Oh man, Nancy in Grafton, your turn. Hi, Nancy.
Hi. Well, you know, when Bob and I were young, we would dance the polka, and when we got married, we were one of the best on the floor. And we had Dick Rogers play for our wedding dance, and man, oh man, we could dance. And, well, he's not here anymore, but I'll tell you what. I got some CDs with polkas, and I play those, and by gosh, I think Bob and I are dancing again, and one day we will be when we get to heaven. So I wish I could hear polkas once in a while on the radio. Nobody plays them. But anyway, that's my story.
Well, Nancy, thank you so much. And, you know, she's right.
Yeah.
It's hard to listen. It would be difficult to listen to almost any polka and not get a little good feeling about it.
Polkas and, you know, in a way, most bluegrass music. You just, Steve Martin used to have a bit as far as how you just can't be sad listening to bluegrass. And I love a variety of things on the radio, but there's no true polka channel out there anymore. You've got to search for it, and it's she's right. There's not a lot of polka on the radio.
Well, and it you know, I think the thing about polkas is that for a lot of people, it just brings back some really good memories. My wife at the time and I were really good polka dancers, I thought anyway, and we could do all the hop polka and the other polkas. And as I'm listening to what Tyler's put up there, a little polka music in the background is bringing back some good memories of thing. That was the Dinner Bell polka Tyler's telling me that he's playing right now. It just brings back some good memories.
Well, that's what a lot of, and what back to what you said about Springsteen, as far as listening to the tunes take you back to the concert. I think one of the things about this shut-in is listening to these songs. They're great songs in their own right, but they also remind you of better times and happier times, and they take you to other places rather than being shut in your room. And so, I think these songs work in a variety of ways, just as our most recent caller pointed out.
Yeah. Well, here's one. As we're taking a break here to look at the news, I think the Bee Gees might be coming into our playing right now. That's a kind of a nice upbeat one to take us out of the program for a moment and get you into the news. Tom Wilmoth, our guest today, freelance writer from Grafton and author of Soundbites, A Lifetime of Listening. He comes by every so often to talk about music. Join in, 800-642-1234. Email at ideas@wpr.org. And we'll be back right after this look at the news. Stay with us. Dr. John there with a great rendition of Accentuate the Positive. Hope that makes you feel better. Larry Mueller here. Thanks for joining us on the Ideas Network. Tom Wilmoth back with us today. Collector of popular music since he was a kid. Freelance writer. Lives in Grafton, Wisconsin. And authored the book Soundbites, A Lifetime of Listening. Talking about popular music that helps you escape to a happier place. So what's your go-to song when you're feeling trapped? We'd love to hear from you. Give us a call at 800-642-1234 or send an email to ideas@wpr.org. And Tom, that particular song, I think Aretha Franklin sang it. Bing Crosby going back that far?
Right, yeah. Bing Crosby had the big hit with it way back. And it was, I forget which movie he sang that in. But, yeah, the Bing Crosby version is the big one. Dr. John, of course, right there does a great version with it. And I think that whole attitude, accentuate the positive. It's so easy to get very down during this era. And I think that's what this music is helping people to do. I hope so, as far as looking on the bright side of life or accentuate the positive or just some kind of upbeat stuff.
Well, I hope there's probably going to be a song or two or a song that, depending on who's listening, is going to stick in their head the rest of the day.
Good, I hope so.
How does that happen, you wonder?
Boy, it's just one of those things, and people talk about earworms, and I think there are good earworms and kind of irritating earworms, and if a good song can stick in your head and kind of give you like an accentuate the positive as far as kind of take that on for an attitude for the day, I think that's an okay thing to have stuck in your head.
Yeah, for sure. Well, Gary in Arena is online. Let's talk to Gary for a minute. Hi, Gary.
Hi, Larry. Great show today, as usual.
Thank you.
I lived in Austin, Texas for about 5 years. Got to listen to a lot of good music. And earlier you were playing some, the guy from the Flatlanders?
Gilmore.
Yeah.
Gilmore, yeah, yep. One of his bandmates, what's his name? He does that song, If You Were a Bluebird.
Butch Hancock?
Butch Hancock, yeah. Yep, that's a pretty good pick-me-upper. Plus, if you wanted to go with bluegrass, I kind of like that Yonder String Band, and they do Bloody Mary Morning, which is a good picker-upper.
Yeah, that's a Willie Nelson song. And, yeah, Bloody Mary Morning, that's a good one. That's on that concept album, Phases and Stages, and that's right before Willie Nelson hit really big.
Here's Butch Hancock. Tyler's got him up.
If you were a bluebird, you'd be crying, you'd be flying home. If you were a raindrop.
Oh, if you were a bluebird, if you were a raindrop, there's a lot of if you were in that song. I love it. Oh, Gary, thank you so much. Appreciate it. And Mike in Milwaukee has a comment. Let's go there. Hi, Mike.
Howdy. I love Van Morrison, Brown Eyed Girl, Domino, and especially It's Stone Me. I really enjoyed that song, still do, and I didn't even inhale, so...
And it stoned me.
Yep. Van Morrison, absolutely. Again, one of the most interesting performers of our generation for many reasons. You've got a lot of people that put Van Morrison right up there toe-to-toe with Bob Dylan and the absolute first tier. He's got a legion of, we talked about Grateful Dead fans. Van Morrison has a huge body of rabid fans also.
I think we got it right there.
Hope it don't rain all day. And it stoned me to my soul.
Oh, man. Thanks, Mike. Appreciate the call. There were a lot of songs from the 60s that talked about freedom. And I know we have one from, you mentioned the Stones, and I know we've got one from the Stones. Tyler's probably can pull that one up. I'm free. Let's listen to that a second. Here I am tapping my feet.
that was kind of an overlooked song from an early album. I was irritated when that showed up as a credit card jingle, but okay. Thanks, Mick. That one, and you've got, you know, The Who doing I'm Free, and Freedom by Richie Havens at Woodstock. And, yeah, you're right. There are a lot of, you know, A Simple Song of Freedom by Bobby Darin of all. That's kind of his swan song in some ways. But, yeah, you've got a lot. You're right. You've got a lot of freedom songs and Feeling Fine. And
I'm free.
There you go.
Yeah. Oh, man. And it's nice how the different treatments of the song.
Well, actually, those are two, same title, but different tunes on that one. The Stones, yeah. I'd give it to The Who on that one.
Well, Dan from La Crosse, it's your turn. Hi, Dan.
Hi. I'm a songwriter, and I've written a whole musical play about the topic you're talking about. It's called Shiny Tim and the Humbugs. So if you're feeling down, you say, humbug. But then you start humming, and then you start singing. And I've also written a rap called Free.
Bah, humbug. I'm thinking of Charles Dickens right now.
Dan, thanks a lot for calling. Well, we got a songwriter on with us. All right. That's cool. Gene in Menominee Falls, your turn. Hi, Gene.
Hi, Larry. Hi, Tom.
Hi.
I'm a musician, majored in music in college. I married somebody from a music school. We performed together. We listened to a lot of music. We've been separated and divorced for 11 years. And I still struggle with listening to music. I think partly because of being a music major, I was stuck in the library with headphones on, listening to LPs, most, of course, all classical. I still love to listen to music. I mean, I want to listen to music, but I just struggle with listening to things that he and I enjoyed together. We performed together. It's just been hard. It gets easier, but it's just been hard. I wonder if you have any suggestions. I tried changing what I listen to, but even sometimes that doesn't work. So if you have any suggestions for what I could listen to that might make it easier, I'd appreciate it.
Hmm. Well, Gene, thank you so much for calling. Tom, what do you think?
Whoa. Well, that's a heavy one. I guess, you know, as we take a look at what we're doing today, tune by Chicago called Feeling Stronger Every Day, tune by Traffic. Joe Cocker did a famous version of it as far as Feeling All Right. Back to the Rolling Stones for Happy. Again, you know, that's kind of the other side of the coin as far as memories taking us to a good place, and her memories are taking her to place she doesn't necessarily enjoy going, but I think still music has the amazing power of redemption, and listening to some upbeat things always pulls me out of a blue mood. But again, trying to escape those memories are tough, but just go with the upbeat songs is the best I can suggest.
Yeah. What do we got here now?
Sounds like Joe.
Oh, that's Joe Cocker. He's feeling all right. Feeling all right. Joe Cocker's feeling all right there, Gene. That was used as the theme for the 80s TV show The Wonder Years, wasn't it?
Yeah, that and... For some reason, I thought that worked well. For some reason, when I hear songs being used for commercials, it bugs me. But I thought that worked very well for the Wonder Years.
Yeah. Gene, thank you again for calling. Appreciate it. Well, Stephanie in Madison has something for us. Let's go there. Hi, Stephanie.
Hi there. Hi, Larry. Hi, Tom.
Hi.
I have a little bit different take. Well, I agree with you about there are certain songs, the lyrics can definitely change your mood. I mean, it can really depend on the type of music. But for me, what really makes me feel really, really good, sometimes I'll feel joy and I find myself kind of tearing up at the same time, is I love big band music like Benny Goodman, Glenn Miller, because it reminds me of my parents and their youth. I mean, my parents loved big band. I adore it. Love, like, the early 50s pop. Now, I grew up in the 50s and 60s. I just turned 70 this year. And but like, hearing a song like say, Kalamazoo by Glenn Miller, I listen to that song, and I'm like, oh, you know, I just imagine my parents listening to that music. I mean, they loved it. My mom had a huge collection of different big band records. Big fan of Tommy Dorsey. I love Benny Goodman. Oh, man. But, and I'd also like to make a suggestion to the lady that called who's having a hard time listening to music.
Gene,
one of the things I do, I have gotten into so many different types of music by simply being with it. I don't try to make it an exercise in listening. I've gotten into music that I formerly did not like by just having it on and having it there, you know, having it present. She might maybe want to pick something that could be totally, totally different than what she's listened to. Like, just, I'm just pulling this as an example. Like, say, music from India, or, you know, something really unusual, or, you know, something that maybe she's not used to listening to. It sounds like she can maybe, being a music major, burned out a little bit on some of the music, like classical music that she's listened to. It's just a thought.
Well, Stephanie, I thank you very much for your comments and for your advice to Gene. I think it's, Tom, that sounds like good advice to me.
Yeah, it really does. It does. And again, I think the idea of going into places that you're unfamiliar with, we've got Sing, Sing, Sing in the background there, a classic big band, and she's talking about deep cuts of Glenn Miller. But yeah, I think that going back to that stuff can help. Going with the, my father liked, at one point he said to me, you know, okay, I know the big band stuff, I grew up with it, but I need some new stuff, just exactly what she's saying. And so I made him some tapes of some things that he didn't know about from recent music. He liked some, he didn't like some, but it worked well as far as exposing yourself. I think some of it is just immersion. I think, you know, from what she was saying, it made me think of when George Harrison basically led his fans into Indian music with Ravi Shankar. Essentially, nobody knew that music until Harrison kind of pushed it down our throats. And then by immersion, a lot of people got into it, or at least they were aware of it. And I really, that resonates with me as far as what she said, as far as try some new things, go out of your normal listening sphere.
Yeah, I like that a lot. And George Harrison, you're right. There were some good songs he did pretty well with, too, didn't he?
Oh, yeah. Yeah, very much. He influenced, he brought that whole, the sitar into the Beatles tunes and, of course, his own solo stuff. And he was able to, again, open people's ears to a whole different realm of music that very few people were paying attention to, in the mainstream, at least.
And speaking of the Beatles, I think we've got one. I Feel Fine.
Oh, that's a great one.
We might have the... There we go.
Yeah. Love it.
Oh, man.
Baby's good to me. You know she's happy as can be. You know she said so.
And that's kind of early Beatles, I believe.
Yeah, that's Beatles 65, and the first blush of Beatlemania had come and gone, but they were still amazing. But that's in 60, recorded late in 64. It was a hit in 65, and John Lennon was always very proud of that opening feedback on the opening of that tune. And but again, a very, very upbeat song. Love it.
Oh, yeah, absolutely. Well, let's go to Deborah in the Upper Peninsula, the UP. Deborah, hi.
Oh, I sure miss public radio, but I'm listening online right now, and there's a couple songs that are just deserve to be mentioned, and one is "Brand New Day" by Sting.
Oh yeah.
And if anybody's feeling down and needs a little pickup, turn the volume up of whatever stereo you have and listen to that song. It's just amazing. Plus, and then there's other songs. Andreas Wollenweider, who plays the acoustic harp, does a song called "Woman and the Stone," and then on anything from "Behind the Garden," "Behind the Wall," "Under the Tree," it's very comforting to listen to his music. So, those are just a couple of my many, many favorites.
Oh, and I think Tyler's already got Sting up here. Yeah. Well, there many of these songs have long kind of intros to set the mood, don't they, Tom?
Absolutely. And Sting really would, after he left the Police, he would do some of that stuff as far as almost creating kind of a sound, an oral soundscape on that Dream of the Blue Turtles and some of those records before he would get into the tune itself. He wasn't opposed to, just like you say, setting the setting the mood a little bit. That's interesting that she turns to Sting, because so many people kind of think of him as Mr. Morose. But what works, works. And again, I've always liked his stuff, either with the Police or his solo material. Some of that's great.
And I did want to mention before we get off, we're talking, someone called earlier and said, you know, she can't hear polka music on the air anymore. And Tom and Whitewater wanted to make sure that everybody knows that polka is available every Saturday from 9 to noon on WXPR in Rhinelander, 91.7. And on Plymouth Radio, Sunday mornings from 8 to 9 a.m. on 98.5. So XPR and Rhinelander, and on the Plymouth Radio station from 8 to 9 on Sunday. XPR is on Saturday from 9 to noon. So that caller who didn't, and you know, a lot of these you can, you might not be, they might not be in your signal area, but a lot of them are online anyway.
Right.
And so you can listen to them as well. Well, Nick in Green Bay, thanks for calling. What's on your mind?
I'm a little weird, so you guys might be taken back by this, but my two favorite songs, I thought the second one was Spam by Monty Python and Always Look on the Brighter Side of Life by Monty Python. Those guys are just amazing. So,
all right, Always Look on the Brighter Side.
Yeah, that's from the Life of Brian movie. Again, I think it wraps up the movie. But, yeah, Always Look on the Bright Side of Life. And in its context, it's it's a little bit ironic. But, yeah, that's a fun tune. And the Spam one always makes me laugh. And that gets into a whole other realm as far as what else can pull you out of the blues and the funk besides music. But the songs from Monty Python, another great way to go as far as curing the shut-in blues.
Always Look on the Bright Side of Life. Tyler's, his magic fingers are working again, and we got a little Monty Python. Always Look on the Bright Side of Life. Well, boy, this is fun. So, what are you going to listen to when we get off the air here, Tom?
You know, there is one tune that I was looking at here, David Bowie's Heroes. And I just kind of think, you know, I think that kind of sums it up in some ways, because we all need to hang in there and be individual heroes during this crisis. And I'm not, it just seems like we all need to kind of keep going with this, and we all have to have a good attitude, I think. And this David Bowie song, Heroes, and it's also got Robert Fripp on some screaming guitar. So I turn that way loud, and it makes me feel better about the way things are going, even though we wish that they would either hurry up or turn around or whatever. But I guess that'd be the song that I'd close with.
I tell you what. Oh, is it there?
You've got it.
Yeah, turn that one on. And I want to go out on another one, Tom. Chicago, I have a good friend who was Terry Kate's cousin.
Oh.
And I can remember seeing Chicago at a bar in Madison, and then 3 months later they were playing at the Coliseum in front of 10,000 people.
I love that band. I always thought they were kind of like our Midwestern band that made it. I know they were out of Chicago, but I always thought, yeah, the Midwest really comes through with that great band. And the Chicago at Carnegie Hall album is great because Kath is mixed so hot. Arguably the guitar is too hot on there, but it doesn't matter. It's great.
Tom, thanks. We'll look forward to your next visit. Thank you so much.
Thank you.
Tom Wilmoth. We'll have him back again when we need another pick-me-up. Tom Wilmoth, he's the author of Soundbites, A Lifetime of Listening. And it's been fun for me. I hope it's been fun for you. I hope it made a little difference in your life. And I hope you'll stay with us. Lots more in store on the Ideas Network. I'm Larry Mueller.